Exclusive, Senator Roger Marshall, Biden's unity message is lip service, White House has not reached out to Republicans. By Robert Krajicek on April 29, 2021. The White House has not reached out to Republicans for meaningful input on major legislation despite President Joe Biden's calls for bipartisan unity. Senator Roger Marshall, RKS, said on Sirius XM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow. Author of Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. Marlow reflected on Biden's Wednesday remarks before a mostly empty joint session of Congress. The unity Biden preaches is nowhere to be found, he stated. Biden is doing this thing where he calls for unity and then he announces a slate of partisan Democrat issues with no indication he's reaching across the aisle, at all. I want to get your thoughts as someone who has to work with him in the Senate. Marshall replied, I can assure you the White House has not reached out to any Republican for meaningful input on major legislation. Zero, none, it's not happening. It's all lip service, and that's just where we are right now. It is just that simple. Listen. We would love the opportunity to engage. But just think about his radical agenda, right now. Your listeners need to think of the totality of their agenda. They want to take away our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion. They want to pack the Supreme Court. They want to give D.C. statehood, and rig the election. They want to open borders, and to defund the police. They want to take your land from you now, as well, and that's got people in Kansas fired up like you wouldn't believe, the Kansas Republican continued. It is a radical agenda, Marshall concluded. There is no unity. There is no reaching across the aisle by this White House. Marshall described the Biden administration's proposals for increased centralization of economic control and planning as a governmental push for more control over Americans' lives. The president is trying to tell you why he needs to take over your life from birth to the grave. And the federal government is now in charge of your entire life, he remarked. Biden wants $6 trillion. He's already borrowed and spent $2 trillion on his first so-called COVID relief bill. And then he announced a couple of weeks ago another $2 trillion for what he called an infrastructure bill. But which is really a Green New Deal bill, right? Marshall highlighted an accurate Democrat use of the term free to describe taxpayer-funded initiatives. Finally, last night, Biden said his administration wants another $2 trillion for your kids' preschool as well as for free college, he stated. Everything's free, right? Everything is free. $6 trillion, and he's going to come after you with taxes. He wants to raise your capital gains and dividend distribution. He wants to get rid of stepped-up basis. This will kill family businesses, the family farm, the ability to pass on that land. Or if you have a family business, maybe a third-generation business, you want to pass on, and all of a sudden you're going to have to bring in a partner or sell a third of your business just to pay for your children to be able to continue to do business. He added, Biden wants you to be a servant to the federal government. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.